Hi there. The word for today is on relationships. In Genesis 2 verse 18, God said, I will make a helper suitable for him. Adam lived in a perfect world, yet he was incomplete. So the Bible says God created, quote, a helper suitable for him. And since God made you with a core need for companionship, he can introduce you to the right person. But you must be willing to consult him, follow his guidance, and wait for his timing. Now, that's not always easy. Some of us find it easier to be unhappy than to be alone. Driven by unfulfilled longings, we make rash decisions that end up hurting us. It's impossible to make a good decision when you're motivated by the fear of being alone or being rejected. There's nothing wrong with feeling the need to be needed by another person or to share your life with somebody. Don't let anybody convince you that your need to love and be loved is a weakness. The Bible says that God created man to multiply, and it takes two to do that. Look, we are incomplete without one another. One counselor writes, and I quote, we must become willing to open up and let ourselves be loved, let ourselves have needs. Today it's more fashionable to act as if you don't need anybody. But God says you do. And since he introduced people to one another throughout the scripture, that gives you the right to pray and believe that he will do the same for you. So pray and believe that God has someone suitable for you, someone who fits where you are and will fit where you're going. And when you find the person God has in mind for you, you'll discover strengths and gifts in yourself you never knew existed, and you'll take your first step into the highest hall of human happiness. And that is the word for you today.